This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, it's a Thursday already. Thursday. There's an old song, "Every Day With You, Girl, Is Better Than the Day Before." And I would hope that I'm not referencing to the extent of the the story from the Bar Association about how sexist, what sexist pigs lawyers are. The idea, and I was looking at a hiring report from one of the large radio companies, and what a bunch of sexist pigs those guys are, too. And just thinking about what I have in the surrounds, the surround-around sound of this program, which features Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and Jennifer Horn, and what it is that we build our conversations around. We build our conversations around us, what we think is important, and because I've been a maverick for all kinds of reasons, I guess, all my life. I'm going through psychoanalysis, probably 101 or 202 or 303 at this point. I think about what precious moments we spend together every day in talking about the things that are going on. We learn a great deal about ourselves, what stresses us, what makes us happy, how we hold everything together. And so it is in that spirit that I ask you to consider whatever it is that you are doing right now or whatever it is that you may do today. Make sure that there is goodness in the day for you. We like to have good news stories because there are a lot of good things, many more good things going on around us than bad things. And for whatever the reason, the human psyche seems to respond to bad stuff more than it does to good stuff. And maybe that explains why some of the other programs that are around that talk about all the horrors of the world become more popular. I think I don't want to give into the simplicity of that. But I am reflective from time to time, and so I think about the realities of what our lives mean. What does Kara's life mean to us? What does Victoria's life mean to us? What does my life mean to them or to anybody who may have been listening to me for a long time or who's been in my life for a long time? And so when I think about one of my best pals, who is a farmer in my town, brother 56 years old, drops dead, and the funeral was the other day, and I was thinking as I put my head in my hands, I kind of looked out the window at what it was that I was thinking about that church that I was in, how many of the people represented families that were influential in my life as a kid growing up. It was like going around in a barrel of thoughts and memories. But this guy's dead. And 2 days ago or three, 4 days ago, he was alive. And then yesterday at this time, I read an email from where this guy might be my best friend or closest ally in the farming world. My best friend and closest ally here in the radio world is a guy that I have, you've heard me talk about him, and the girls know him, and the kids that work with us. I have great regard for Bob because he's sort of like the senior spokesperson or the senior mentor for all of us. And he and I have been friends since we worked together at WBZ in 1968. So a friendship that lasts that long, you know, is pretty solid. We sound like a couple of old married hags when we argue with each other about stuff.
I'm giggling because I've had dinner with the two of you, and it's very funny.
Yeah,
right. You're a little bit of the odd couple.
Yeah. His real name is Marvin. My real name is Dudley, and we have many stories that go back many years. Well, I was at a party. His wife is a wonderfully sweet lady, and her mother is a wonderfully sweet lady, and she had her 90th birthday party the week before last. And at the party, I met a couple of young kids the daughter I think I'd met before, but I'm not sure. The son I had never met before, 21 years old, a senior in college this year, wonderful kid. Really, I mean, you do get, there's an aura, there's a thing that you get. He's a smart, smiley, kind of like that swimmer, Kara, that we were talking about, who was so good-looking at the Olympics. And so he's got everything going for him. He's driving home the night before last, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and he's got a Jeep Wrangler. And he's driving too fast as he goes into the intersection to get off the highway and to head toward his house. And he loses control of the Jeep, and it rolls over and over and over, and he's dead.
Jeez.
So from when I first saw him, and I was very impressed, he came over, shook my hand, we talked a little about what he was doing in school, you know, that kind of stuff. And he just impressed me as being a smart kid in an era where there are not a lot of, I don't see a lot of kids that impress me, frankly. I'm discouraged. I don't sound like the old guy in the woods, but I see a lot of kids that are just wasting their lives.
Doing nothing.
And here's this kid that's full of promise, full of life, full of vigor and vitality. He's dead. Because he was careless driving. And so I think to myself, I thought about this when I woke up this morning. I thought about when I went to bed last night. How it is that the momentary thing that the momentary pleasures and momentary sadness that we have, or whatever emotions we go through every day, they are just that, momentary. We are a flash in the pan in the history of this planet. We are nothing. And yet we are something because we're important to other people. Kara has her family that she's close to. She's very important to them, and they're very important to her. That's something you can hold on to because it's real. And the same can be said about Victoria and Lewis and her parents and what she holds on to. What are her values? And what does she like to do with her time? And what has she accomplished that's good? That sort of thing. And I can say the same for me and the people in my life that I love. And you can say the same thing for your life, I hope, and the people you love. I hope you're sharing your love with the people you care about, and you're not frittering away your time. Yeah, you're having fun, maybe. Participating in the gossip on the Kardashians. And that's a silly pleasure that's, yeah, just that, silly. We all need silly time. But the most successful people I know are the ones who have a grip on who they are, or if they don't have a grip, they're learning how to get a grip on who they are and how they can live their lives better. So, I'm just being reflective, but I am thinking about these people who were here literally, here today, and gone tomorrow. I hope there's nobody listening to this program right now, whether you be in this country or around the world, wherever you are. I hope you're all going to be here tomorrow and the day after and the day after and the day after. But in case you aren't, I hope today is the best day of the week, the month, the year, maybe of your life. Can you make today the best day of your life? And if you can't, then think about it at the end of the day. Why wasn't today a good day? All right. So, Hello.
It's good to think about.
Right. Well, it is. I'm being reflective because there's so much. Look at the headlines. Trump accuses Obama of being the founder of ISIS. Good God.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Well,
he's worried more about the guy with the suction cups.
You're talking about Mondo Bizarro. Why would anybody want to climb up the side of the Trump Tower? Here's this guy. Somebody described him as a real-life Spider-Man. He climbs up the side of the building using suction cups. And no, not the same kind of suction cups that the swimmers are using on their back at the Olympics. But it's the same principle. You stick them in there. I mean, it's like a scene out of Mission Impossible 2
yes.
or 3 or whatever.
A good workout. Can you imagine how tired you would be after? Because he was up going for hours.
Yeah.
3 hours.
3 hours, yeah.
And the last, I mean, I admit, the last hour, we had, Lewis and I were just sitting here, and I was doing some prep for today, and then just,
we just had the TV on,
and we were just watching it in awe. I mean, it was like, we just couldn't stop watching.
Well, it's like the terrifying car wrecks in California. It's like the police chases down the freeway. It's the same kind of stuff. But that's what I'm sort of talking about. We all have these sort of silly little these things that are about us that are fascinating, that are just silly. And that's okay. Our lives should have some silliness in them. But to be all worked up about, I don't think I could throw it back at him. You could make an argument that George Bush was the founder of Daesh. But you can really go back and make an argument that the Europeans were the founder, the people who hacked up Iraq and the Middle East. You know, at this point, what difference does it make? It isn't, but accusing somebody of something like that doesn't fix the problem.
Right.
What fixes the problem? The problem is that Obama hasn't addressed the problem or fixed it, and neither is anybody else. And that's really what we should be concerned about. How do you stop these people? And nobody's done anything of significance to address that. Nobody anywhere. All we do is bring more of these refugees into our countries and try to figure out what to do with them instead of wanting to fix the problem where they're coming from so they don't want to leave there and become
A lot of refugees have made the argument that they don't want to go anywhere. They don't want to end up in Iowa. They want to be where they're from. They want to stay in their homeland. They just can't. I mean, it's not as simple as a lot of people. Right. And they know that, and they don't want to be there. Uh-huh. I mean, I've done some work with Amnesty International refugees from Syria, and they don't want to go anywhere. They want to stay where they are.
Of course they do. We all want to stay in our homelands.
Right.
And if there was any real leadership anywhere being exercised the proper way anywhere in the world, and I wonder if we don't have good leadership because of things like the news media making it hard. We see how hard it is to get anybody of value to run for our public offices. Supposedly the most powerful position in the world is President of the United States. Look at the clowns we have running for the. They're both horrible. I don't know, Gary Johnson's maybe okay, but the other two have so much baggage. My God, why do you want either one of them in there with the baggage that they have?
And I think that's exactly the reason why there's such an interest in Gary Johnson and the Libertarians and the Green Party. And I think that's exactly why. And I was reading something yesterday. Millennials they're really lost. I mean, they don't know where to go in terms of who to vote for.
Well, they were all this, my son is a perfect example. He was very, very excited about Obama, voted for him, worked for him in 2008. And then quickly thereafter became disheartened because he didn't do anything that he said he was going to do, and he continued to not do anything that he said he was going to do. And so Brendan stayed away from him and the major campaign, the major candidates in 2012. And so what I'm trying to do is sort of correlate what's going on here to what's happening in other countries. The leadership. You think that Putin is the best person to lead Russia? No. You think that Merkel is the best person to run Germany? Or whoever it is, you can name a country.
Look at the woman in Brazil.
I was just going to say that. That's exactly where I was going.
Yikes.
The woman in Brazil is being impeached today. Who is the president? So It's just, where, why do we have...
They can't even fix the pools. I mean,
A little algae here and a little algae there.
As a tiny aside, every time I watch any of the swimming or diving, and then as soon as the competitors get out of the water and they go take the showers, and they stand there for a long time showering off, all I keep thinking of is, that water isn't clean. You're showering with dirty water. Right. None of that water would ever make me
feel
comforted.
Of the song by the Standells about the Charles River in Boston called Dirty Water. 21 after the hour here.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Does Rick Springfield speak to either of you, Victoria or Kara?
In terms of
musically, does music hit you, touch you?
No.
Yeah, the only thing about this song that I really remember is when I was younger, the only person I knew named Jessie was a girl, and at that point, being a little kid, I was like, you want Jessie's girl, but Jessie's a girl, of course, now. Jessie could have a girl. Yes, it's very confusing to me.
My only experience with Rick Springfield is when he came back to General Hospital when I was in college. So I would see him on General Hospital sometimes. That's about it.
Well, that's how I became best known, isn't it? Under the circumstances.
I think originally, but that was back in the 80s, right?
An actor, right, yeah. All right, so Rick Springfield about to give the devil her due. Music and on television as well. He signed on to play Lucifer in the next season of Supernatural on the CW. He's looking for a good time because he's playing against type. This role goes hand in hand with what he has planned next, a blues album to follow up on his latest studio set, Rocket Science, which came out earlier this year. So I think he speaks to a lot of people of different ages, frankly. He says, I love slide guitar. Most people don't know it because I don't really play it on stage. I play rolling and tumbling in my solo show. And I always get guys asking about doing a blues album. Along with that, he's also celebrating the 35th anniversary of his breakthrough Working Class Dog album, which was a Grammy winner for him. And that's where the single just heard, Jesse's Girl, came from. Came his first top 10. Women seem to like him. Is that true or not?
When I was an intern at SiriusXM, yeah. It was one of my first, maybe it was there a month, and they did an in-studio concert with Rick Springfield. You yeah. would have thought that it was One Direction walking in the building with the middle-aged moms losing yeah. their yeah. freaking minds yeah. over Rick Springfield.
That was one of the great things about when I used to do my, when I was on Sirius, I used to go into that studio in New York. What great facilities they had.
Yeah, it's
the
very
first
cool.
thing you'd see is that studio when you walk through the door is that big studio where they would have these live concerts and
yeah,
the
we called
staff
it the fish
would
bowl.
Enjoy them. Yeah, it was a big fishbowl. Right, exactly.
That's sort where of, he was. They had to keep him in the fishbowl and the women in the lobby because
really?
They were losing their minds.
Yeah. All right, also, sort of music and television combined, J-Lo is going to play a drug lord and an HBO TV movie that she's putting together herself. She's still in Shades of Blue, although I haven't heard too much about Shades of Blue with Ray Liotta much. Last season it seemed to capture a lot of attention.
I think they're doing another season, I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've heard
yeah.
good things about it, that yeah. she's really good, Ray Liotta's
very good.
Really good.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a really, it's a little gritty,
yeah.
shall we say. But, yeah. All right, so that's the J-Lo news. Now it's time for Rihanna. I might as well do a hat trick here. Warner Brothers has announced the latest big name to join that female spinoff of Ocean's 11. Rihanna will be one of the stars of Ocean's Ocho. It's like the Magnificent Ochos. Magnificent Seven. Seven of the eight lead spots are now filled. Let's see here. Sandra Bullock's in it. Kate Blanchett is in it. Helena Bonham Carter. Anne Hathaway. It's pretty good.
It's a great cast. I'm very excited about this
Who's
now.
Mindy Kaling? I don't know her.
She was
Kara's a big fan of her.
She was
right?
in The Office, and she has that show called The Mindy Project, where she's a doctor. It's pretty big. Jen watches it, too, yeah.
Really?
She's a comedian, but she's, I think, done some serious acting as well.
Uh-huh. They're kind of a spinoff. Steven Soderbergh, who did the original ones, is involved in this as well. So, interesting to see how that all shakes out. So, it's 28 after the hour, boys and girls. You know that?
Center yourself, not on yourself. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Life can get overwhelming at times, and when it does, it's important to step back and center yourself. Centering yourself is an important part of refueling yourself to give others your best. But whereas it's great to center yourself, it's also great to not be self-centered. There are a lot of people in the world. There's a lot of suffering and hurt. And although your suffering and hurt is equally as significant as everyone else's, it's helpful to remind yourself that no one else is coasting through life getting everything they want either. Just as it's important for you to center yourself because you can get overwhelmed, it's also important to remember that others are overwhelmed too. So center yourself by all means, but remember not to center solely on yourself. For more on life, visit drchristianconti.com.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves install waterfalls in their living rooms. The have-dones enjoy local water parks and hundreds of other weekend activities. Mini golf? Think Groupon. Museum? Think Groupon. Summer fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, perspectives on what's going on in the world. A couple of Utah men helping a friend, but somehow or other wound up on the wrong end of the law. Orem, Utah police officers found two men watching a house sitting in a car
using binoculars. Two said that their friend had asked them to watch their this place because it had been robbed in the past. That was the truth. And the men were helping their friend, but they had their own problems they probably shouldn't have been worrying about. One had an outstanding warrant, and the other, the car had drug paraphernalia in it. So the two were taken into custody. So what started out to be something that was good, a helpful thing for their friend, ended up costing them, the police wouldn't have paid any attention to them if they were not sitting in their car with binoculars looking at somebody's house. And so the police say, what are you guys doing here? Oh, what's that in the back seat? Oh, let me do a breathalyzer on you. Oh, let me check this, let me check that. So for their trouble, thank you, now you're in jail.
Okay.
Congratulations. Good news. For the third year in a row, Gunnar Robinson lives in Wilmington, North Carolina, has asked for shoe donations instead of presents for his birthday, which is next week. Each pair of shoes goes to a child in his community who needs shoes to go to school. So far, this 10-year-old has given 600 pair of shoes. The organization is called Gunner's Runners. Good for this kid. I've always got shoes, new shoes for school, nice ones. I want other children to have them as well. Thanks to a large donation from the high school class of 1991 reunion in his town, he was able to buy 30 pair of new shoes last week. Donation boxes have been set up around Wilmington, and once all the shoes have been collected, after his birthday, the family will give them to a social worker who will distribute them to children in need before the school year starts. That's a very cool thing. Where do they come up with ideas like this?
Well, you know, I love this story because this really is a perfect example of, you know, we talk a lot about, well, the parents have to really set a good example. And
yes,
these parents did. I love that. And it really stuck with the kid.
It's all about your parents and what you grow up around. That's who you are going to be. Matter of fact, the mom's name is Christy, said she thinks her son's drive to help children stems from a girl that they sponsored at Christmas time in 2013. They bought presents for this girl, but what resonated with young Gunner was that if his family hadn't bought her shoes, she wouldn't have had any shoes to wear. His mother said that just stuck with him. The next year, when the mother asked Gunner what he wanted for his birthday, he said, shoes for other children. So she shared the son's birthday wish on Facebook, and then a lot of people started donating shoes. Gunner had a goal to collect 300 shoes, and actually got 415 pair of shoes. And so his Gunner's Runners was born, annual shoe collection. This is the first time this fellow has organized a charitable act. A couple of years ago, he collected 400 pounds of food for those in need on Thanksgiving. Imagine this little 10...
I love it,
the consciousness of a 10-year-old like that. Probably a really old soul. And as such, understands this and separates himself from the rest of the pack. So, I'm sure he's playing and being a normal kid, but also has something else going on with him, which is something worth talking about, and that's why we are doing that. Here's some more good news. The Girl Scouts are going to bring more and different types of cookies, along with the Thin Mints. Girl Scouts introduced a couple of new cookies for their lineup yesterday. Yesterday was National S'mores Day.
Yum.
So this is, some of the cookies are a twist on s'mores. One is a graham cookie dipped in cream icing and chocolate.
Oh, that sounds so heavenly.
Other is more like s'mores. Marshmallow chocolate filling between 2 graham cookies.
Do we know any Girl Scouts? Because I don't know anyone with kids.
I bet Jennifer will know some.
Yeah, because we need to get a hold of these.
I think Rich's daughter might be a Girl Scout.
Oh, right.
Because at the beginning
right
of the year, or whenever they go on sale, he always sends an email to everyone saying, hey, you guys better buy 10 boxes.
Next year is the 100th anniversary for the Girl Scouts selling cookies. So they're commemorating the anniversary with some new treats. So those of you who look forward to Girl Scout cookies, they're not that good. They're not bad. They're okay.
Samoas are amazing.
I find you don't the like idea. It. Well,
they cost like better when they weren't $5 a box.
Yeah, right.
Personally.
Getting a little expensive. 20 minutes before the hour here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Attention Nike fans, right now at Kohl's, take 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too, $10 for every $50 spent. Plus, Yes to You rewards members earn double points on Nike purchases, this week only, and only at Kohl's. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 7th to 13th. Select styles. Offers and coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is Dr. Chamberlain called Keeping You Healthy Without the Dreaded Copay. Surgeries are different than drugs in this sense. Before a drug can be marketed to you, the manufacturer has to show it works. When it comes to surgery, there's no such rule. It is shamefully rare that we look at those who've been operated on for a problem and compare them to those who haven't and see who does better. Here's the thing. The fact that we don't test if a particular surgery works leads to a lot of useless surgeries. Say what? There are lots of surgeries performed that just don't benefit you, the patient. Think spinal fusion or repairing a torn meniscus of your knee. DCOC advice? Before any surgery, ask these two questions. What are the options for me besides surgery? And does the evidence show surgery is better for me than all my other options? This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on Facebook, Dr. Chambers on Call. And when you're there, hit like. Let me know you visited.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
All right, so we're talking about youngsters who really are something special. And here's the story of Jeremy Shuler, S-H-U-L-E-R. Yesterday, this would have been a good 2020 News Quiz question. By the way, it's 17 before the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schulin. The story of Jeremy Shuler is pretty simple and straightforward, much akin to the accomplishments of the 10-year-old we were just talking about who went around getting shoes for everybody. This is a personal story about Jeremy Shuler, who was notified yesterday he was accepted into Cornell's engineering program this fall. So what's so unusual about that? Jeremy Shuler just turned 12.
I did not anticipate that.
12-year-old going to Cornell University to major in engineering. There are always stories about young child. Are they prodigies? Are they geniuses? Are they whatever they are? Whatever they are, whoever they are. This turns out well for some and not so well for others. Sometimes these youngsters, when they go to school like this at this age, are taunted and teased by the olders who are jealous of their knowledge, their ability to be able to, at 12, figure this stuff out. There are a lot of geniuses among us, brains that are wired differently than ours, and so they can figure these things out. It's the best argument for old souls that I can come up with. Those of you who believe in the continuation of life, and some are older souls and some are younger souls, and what does all that mean? I believe that youngsters like this, when they come into this world, are bringing with them knowledge from a previous life. And it becomes so apparent as to how their brains work. I mean, that's the only explanation. You could get some guy to, we have all these amateur shrinks who are trying to figure out what Donald Trump's brain is all about. There are professionals who have researched these sorts of things to find out what it is. And I say, why do you want to figure out? Let's just enjoy. Let's encourage. Let's thank heavens that there are people like him around to set a different standard. I think that's really what it is. And more often than not these days, it's a young lady and not a young man. And that happens because I think there's more encouragement for this. I think there are as many young women born with the tendency to be geniuses as there are young men. But I think that the way our society worked, the patriarchal society that it is or has been, more men, young men got recognized for it, and the girls were sort of put aside. Because girls weren't supposed to be in science. Girls weren't supposed to be doctors. Girls weren't supposed to be, you name whatever they weren't supposed to be. And so they were, when somebody would show up with these sorts of talents, they'd just kind of be, well, there's something wrong with her. Right? I mean, that's how it kind of got dealt with. Oh, deal with her. Anyway, speaking of research, you two can chime in any time, by the way. The government... It's not necessarily a monologue here. The government is, and now I feel like Steve Harvey. The government on the board announcing today that it will allow more research into marijuana, but has rejected requests to relax the classification of marijuana as a dangerous, highly addictive drug with no medical use. So here's sort of one arm of the government is doing one thing, another arm of the government doing something else, and what a waste of money and time. The Drug Enforcement Administration has one goal, and that is to keep people from using marijuana because of the drug. And then there are other Health and Human Services says, well, you can use marijuana if you're sick. It's medicinal. It's okay. So... And then the two sue each other. Two departments in the government is like the Justice Department is suing the State Department to get more of Hillary Clinton's emails. Huh? Why am I paying for that?
Right, exactly.
Please? Why am I paying for that? And that's the same thing with this foolishness with the Food and Drug Administration versus the Drug Enforcement Administration and Health and Human Services. So there's three different governmental agencies that are working on marijuana in some way, shape, or form. And then there are 25 states that also are studying marijuana to see what the extent is, how far can you go using it for medicinal purposes.
Are they looking at, like, long-term effects, or what are they trying to study out of it?
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
It's been around since the 60s. Why don't you study people now who smoked back then?
It's been around for hundreds of years.
Well, I mean, right, but I mean, pop culture-wise, the 60s was sort of the explosion of it, right?
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. When I was a kid in Woodstock and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But now this stuff's a lot stronger, I'm told, by people.
That's what I've heard, that the THC amounts are, the levels in it now are a lot more potent. I don't know why that is.
But. Imagine Vladimir Putin taking a puff on a toke, was that what they call it? A toke on a...
I would encourage Putin to start toking, because it might mellow him out a little bit.
11 before the hour.
Hey guys, ready to start your semester? Thought so. But don't worry, we've got you covered at JCPenney. Hurry in and find Guy's Levi's 511 Slim Fit Jeans for only $39.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or come in for JCPenney's Super Saturday Sale and get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items. Create a look that will make you stand out the whole semester. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 8/10 to 8/13. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period from 8/10 to 9/5.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits. Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Three after the hour, it's Tech Talk time on Good Day. Doug with Victoria and Kara. We were just talking off the air about the Trump Tower climber and how this guy captivated the internet, shut down half of New York.
Totally.
He identified himself as Steve from Virginia. A 19-year-old kid scaled the facade of Trump Tower yesterday using suction cups. And man, was Twitter on fire. Twitter at Good Day Show, for example, hashtag Trump Tower, the top trending spot yesterday and last night was the story of this climber had a backpack, appeared to be using ropes and a harness to help himself get up the side of this skyscraper. The Trump Tower is 58 stories. Donald lives on the top story, also headquarters for his various companies. The guy started around 3:30 in the afternoon yesterday, Victoria. Well, Kara, too, but yeah. Victoria was there. You saw, you were watching on television as it was helicopters all over the place. It was just like watching a chase down the L.A. freeway. Took them 3 hours to get this kid. They took all the windows, so a lot of windows out. He posted a YouTube video stating that he was an independent researcher who needed to meet Donald Trump. So he's in Bellevue right now being...
Which is a very famous and infamous psych ward in New York City.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, let's see here. In a moment, Comcast versus Verizon, who has the fastest internet? It's kind of like, what lovely teeth you have, Grandma. That's up next here.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Attention Nike fans, right now at Kohl's, take 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. Everyone gets Kohl's Cash too, $10 for every $50 spent. Plus, Yes to You Rewards members earn double points on Nike purchases, this week only, and only at Kohl's. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 7th to 13th. Select styles. Offers and coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
You sound like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like a four-pack of 3M Post-its for just $3. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30, in store 10 online.
How exciting is this? Two really horrible companies facing off against one another. It's Comcast versus Verizon. I feel like I'm introducing somebody to the WWE Monday Night Fights or whatever they call them. The fastest internet in America is, well, is it Comcast? They have Xfinity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, we have the fastest internet in America. Verizon takes offense at that and says their Fios is the fastest. I think they both suck. But who won?
Well, this is a bizarre story because this is essentially all about advertising. Yeah. And so Verizon took its complaint to the National Advertising Division called NAD, basically saying that Comcast is stealing their thunder because both of them have been claiming that they're the fastest. Yes. And the truth is, there is no winner. The truth is, the customer's the loser here, as you were saying, Doug. They're both bad companies.
They are horrible.
But the truth is, it depends on what your data plan is. It depends on what device you're using.
Right. How
so
much
at any given moment,
you have. Yeah,
right. At any given moment, whether you're using your smart TV or your tablet, either way, it could be faster on Verizon or Comcast. Yeah. So basically, just the consumer's the loser here in this story, unfortunately.
Winner, chicken dinner. All right, Snapchat has removed this second racist filter. This was something that took place yesterday. User said online racist. What is this?
Now, this is, do you remember from back in April, we were talking about there was a Bob Marley filter where you put your face on it and then there's like a floating dreadlock, that, and then that became, a lot of people thought it was fun. A lot of people thought it was very offensive. So Snapchat took that down. This is the newest one. Now, it's an Asian stereotype. Snapchat says it was supposed to be based and inspired by an anime character, but a lot of users are saying it's Yellowface. Yeah, which is essentially, Hollywood, that's sort of blackface and yellowface kind of thing. So they took that down. Snapchat can't win.
All right, Snapchatters, it's 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.